Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of the Mum and Mama podcast, brought to you as always by my lovely sponsor, Golding Accountancy. We are golding.com. Hi! You have to excuse my voice. I've got a bit of a cold. It's not COVID. Well, I hope it's not COVID. I've been doing tests and I'm negative. But I seem to have, I'm a bit raspy. I just always think of Phoebe in Friends when she gets all sexy when she sings. I never sound sexy when I'm full of phlegm. I just sound a bit like a raspy geezer. But hi, how are you? Before I start the podcast this week, I just wanted to say that on Wednesday, I'm going to be appearing at the podcast conference at the Design Centre in Islington. I'm a guest on the Pod Bibles podcast talking about a podcast, funnily enough. So if you're there, please come and say hello. Tickets are still available. It's on Wednesday and Thursday. There's loads of amazing people talking, not just me. I'm on stage with Rich Wilson and Josh Weller, so I'm really excited about that. Previous guests of mine, so check out their episodes if you haven't already. There's loads of people chatting, and it's going to be really good fun. So, yeah, come along. And if you come along, come and say hi. I'm on at, I think we're on about 11:15 on the Wednesday morning on the YouTube stage. I should know really, but you'll find us. So this week I was joined by the very lovely Stacey and Mark from Save Ourselves. I'm not going to spoil the, well, it's not really a surprise, but just listen, and then there's a little announcement at the end. So I'm not going to say too much, but they've got a podcast called, it's a Save Ourselves podcast. And Rich Wilson is now a permanent member on the podcast, and it's hilarious. So make sure you check that out. But I have posted links to everything. So yeah, I'll see you in a bit.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Work.
Okay, are we recording now?
We are recording. Oh, okay. I pressed record.
I did press record.
I'm very excited because I'm in a professional studio again, because I do this in my house on Zoom mostly.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that.
I'm not down with a Zoom podcast. I just don't think you get there.
the drunk
right atmosphere. You don't get the drama.
Yeah.
No, you don't get the right atmosphere. You don't get the atmosphere. I feel like I'm better off when I'm next to someone.
It's nicer being next to people, obviously depending on who the people are, but it is easy doing it on Zoom, especially when you're limited on time or space.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose with our podcast, it's different because it's quite interactive.
Is it?
Interactive.
What way?
We're drinking together.
Oh, yeah.
It just wouldn't, our one just wouldn't work on Zoom, I don't think. But
have you ever done it on Zoom?
No.
Have you ever done any podcasts on Zoom?
Yeah, we have. We was a guest on Insane in the Membrane on Zoom.
Oh, it's terrible though, wasn't
it? Was terrible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we didn't know it was going to be on Zoom.
No, so we were trying to squeeze in on the same screen.
And Rich was meant to come down.
You know, I'm a rather rotund man. It's hard to fit me in.
Why don't you just move the computer back a bit?
I didn't even think. You should have been there.
We were very hungover. You should have been there. We were very hungover and just had McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we had to talk about
grief.
Grief and stuff.
So, oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Which we didn't know we were going to talk about.
What did you think you were going to talk about?
I thought we were going to take the piss out of Rich.
Yeah, well, I suppose we should have really read between the lines. It is called Insane in the Membrane. So, great podcast. Go give it a listen.
Yeah.
Are we actually doing an intro?
Oh, okay,
good.
It's fine. It started already.
Oh, okay,
so good. Today I'm joined by Stacey and Mark from SOS. Is it SOS or Save Our Souls?
Whatever.
See, I don't even know.
I prefer SOS Clothing because...
What does SOS stand for?
Save Our Souls.
I know, but normally...
South End on Sea. Or...
That's but true. When you write it for help, what does it actually
Save
stand
ourselves.
For?
Save
is
ourselves.
It?
Yeah.
Is that what it actually yeah. stands yeah. for?
It's the name of the company.
Yeah.
So oh, no, that's what the name of the company.
So we done it because SOS obviously does stand for Save Our Souls. That's what we write in the sand when,
right,
you're,
okay.
when you're trapped on a desert island.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. You've got to write backwards, though. And it also stands for Southend-on-Sea. So
it does.
You know, we're from Southend-on-Sea and...
Born and bred.
So, but problem is, we didn't realise till a long time after that Save Our Souls also sounds like Shave Arseholes.
Shave Arseholes. Save Arseholes. It's the worst name.
Yeah, it's a terrible name.
Terrible name.
So, you know, it's best just to shorten it down to SOS Clothing.
I don't think it's a terrible name, and I've never thought it sounds like Shave Arseholes.
Nor did I until someone... posted on one of our Instagram posts saying, yeah. "Oh, that's an unfortunate name, Shave Arseholes."
Yeah,
and I was like, "Now, since he's done that, I can't get out of my head. Every time I say it,
that's not as bad. Our business buy that merch shortens down to BTM, and that's got a meaning that is quite adult. And we didn't realise that till afterwards as well.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
but it might send more people your way.
I mean, the Google search results are pretty
possibly
good.
The wrong kind of people, maybe."
So, how did you meet?
We grew up together on the same street, so we've been pals
40 years, man and boy.
Yeah, 40 years. Yeah.
Man and boy. 40 years.
Oh wow,
that's a long time.
Yeah,
that is a long time.
We have murdered each other
a couple of times.
Nearly.
I mean. I do hate you now.
Oh, mate, yeah. It's a passion. Yeah. A thousand fires, yeah. I hate you now for you, seriously.
So, have you always worked together?
No. We both...
We should have thought about this a lot more before we did.
Yeah, we both got made redundant. I got made redundant about a year before you, actually.
Yeah.
And then...
What did you do?
I worked as a money broker in the city.
Oh, okay.
And I got made redundant, and then I was like, oh, can I have... a year off.
Someone's doing well.
Yeah, and then Stace got made redundant, and he was like, oh, he was already playing around with some ideas of some stuff, that, like what we're doing, and I got involved, and then I never went back to work. And the rest is history, I guess.
Well, you did actually for a couple of months.
I went back to I was running out of money, so
this is why I got the hump with him, because I went if we do this, we're going proper all in balls deep. I'm going to quit my job. Are you like, yeah.
Where did you work?
I also worked in the city.
So it wasn't anything to do with clothes.
No, I worked in financial data, which is just depressing even to say. And I said to him, right, if we're going to do this, you're definitely not going back. No, I'm not going to work. So I basically. Went all in, and then literally, I think 2 days later, he went, I've got to go back to work. I ain't got no money. I was like, thanks, mate.
Only for 3 months.
Only for 3 months.
And it was the worst 3 months of my life. Because I had to go, because I, where I worked before, it was pretty free. You can kind of, as long as you get a job done, you can do what you want. So I never really worked too hard. And then this when I went back, I had to work out of Shoreditch. I had to travel to Shoreditch every day. People in Shoreditch are, I nearly said it.
I know.
Are not my kind of people.
You used to come round my house afterwards and you just looked like someone who'd given up on life. You had no idea.
Yeah, it was horrible. But I'd done with 3 months, got my money, and I was out. And that coincided with me buying another business as well. So that kind it got me out quicker than I expected. So it was good. I'm never going back.
Never going back. Never going back.
So why? How did you come around with the idea?
Stace was already selling kind of T-shirts, but more kind of geeky style stuff online. But wasn't,
I think retro chic is a term.
Retro chic, but wasn't really making waves. So I got involved really because I knew a bit more about the kind of business side of things, I guess.
With your GCSE business,
with my GCSE, I got a U.
I know,
I got a U.
I didn't know that until
I got an A star in business.
I got the wrong finance director.
Yeah,
that's the only A star I got, and I don't know how. I don't think maybe anyone else did any good. But
I don't think it helps and does anything.
No,
it's a load of tripe. I don't remember anything about it. That's probably why I got a U.
Yeah.
Well, I never went to the exam, but still. but I'm not quite sure why I got involved. I just wanted to. I wanted to do something that meant I wouldn't have to go back to doing what I was doing.
Well, you like clothes.
I mean, have a look.
Yeah. I mean, look at. So the thing
obviously, was, so, you really like clothes.
What actually happened was, I said we need to do something so we don't have to go back to work for 6 months, and our wives won't moan at us for a bit. And we worked out we spent more of our most money on clothes and rum. So we're like, should we? We can make rum, or we can make clothes. Don't have to make rum. Should have made rum.
Would have been more money in rum. More money in rum.
Yeah, so we thought we'd do it for 6 months and then have to go back to work. It was just delaying the inevitable, but turns out we didn't. So good times had by all.
And then COVID hit, and it blew up. Everyone shops online.
Yes, yeah. So did you start just before COVID?
No, we were already kind of really growing at that time. We were doing all right. But when COVID hit, we quadrupled our turnover in about 4 months.
Got to move out the shed.
And then we went from, in a short space of time, really, went from being in Stacey's shed, then we moved to the other place, to where we are now. It was huge growth. In fact, in that 1 year, we grew 400%.
Fucking hell, that's amazing.
How did you deal?
Because what? So basically, you buy clothing and print on it, essentially.
We do, we print to order. So we do all of our designs, put them on the website, promote them, market them. And then when people buy, we then print.
Yeah.
So we don't sit on any dead stock.
Yeah.
So we're not wasting money. If we do a design that we love,
sustainable is the word you're looking for.
Sustainable.
But where do you get your stock? I suppose that's got to be pretty reliable, because if you're getting it when people order it.
Yeah, well, in regards to blanks, generally, we're ordering 2 or 3 times a week, so it's next day, it's pretty quick. But we could hold more stock, but it just seems we don't need to.
How did you deal with getting that more busy in such a short space of time?
We spent £250,000 on a printer.
Fucking hell.
Well, first of all, how we dealt with it.
Oh, my God.
Was working like 15-hour days and emotional breakdowns. And do you remember the first Black Friday? Like, we didn't leave, go home for a week. Didn't go home for a whole week. It was the worst week ever. But it was great because we earned a lot of money. But
did you employ people?
We did have a few people then. When we had the old printers, we had a few people. But this new printer you've just seen, it's the same printer that Amazon uses. It spits them out for fun. So now we don't need anyone else now.
How long does it take
to print a T-shirt?
Yeah.
Depending on the print, but could take
20 seconds.
Could take 20 seconds, could take
2 minutes.
2 minutes, depending on
the
print itself. And there's no limitations either. So if you're screen printing, you've got to do all the screens and you have to do like 50 time. We can just print one and it could, we could take a picture of you and print it on a t-shirt and it'll come out as the picture.
Wow.
It is a pretty impressive stuff, and that's why it costs $250,000, I guess.
Fucking hell. But then I suppose if it's doing everything that quickly.
And we just left the front door open.
Yeah. And you don't need any staff.
It's fucking massive though. You ain't going to get that on the back of your lorry, are you?
Nearly a ton, and we said if someone can get through two doors and an alarm system and get it out, good luck to them. It's insured. We don't.
If they've done it, if they do that, I'll say keep it.
We're getting new. So it's happy days.
Well done. Yeah. Keep it.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's that. So
that's exciting.
So we're all vegan friendly, sustainable, all that sort of stuff. All the buzzwords the kids like these days, basically.
But you just don't do any colours.
Any colour? The colours you want? What is it, lilac and gold?
I want lilac and. Yellow. Yeah.
We can get yellow.
We can get, not jumpers.
Oh, jumpers.
Sweatshirts,
no. Doesn't want T-shirts. Oh,
no, okay. I don't want T-shirts, I want sweatshirts.
Amy thinks that people only buy stuff in the winter.
I don't know what's getting really on.
Really
on. Sweatshirts.
I want some sweatshirts and a hoodie.
Listen.
And a fleece.
Right. Sweatshirts are comfortable. You can wear them indoors.
So are T-shirts.
I don't wear T-shirts. I want stuff that I would wear. Yeah. This isn't a t-shirt.
Oh, okay. Right.
It's a small top. And I'm not a t-shirt person.
I'm glad you come here.
I want sweatshirts. That's what I want. But they have to be the colour that I want. Otherwise, there's no point.
Well, you have made this abundantly clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can't understand how you can't get.
Because the manufacturers we use don't make that. There's not a huge call for lilac jumpers, believe it or not. That's just I agree. It's a travesty.
Maybe that's because there aren't enough out there.
Exactly. Yeah.
So maybe you could change
the trend.
Trend.
We could have them made.
You
could
have them made. Yeah, we've
10,000
of them. We can request them. But
how many do you want?
Five,
six.
Yeah.
Could buy them.
Why do you use the person that you use to get your stuff from?
We use two main suppliers, and it's on our website. We use a company called Continental because they're vegan. And Peter approves, so it's sort of, and it's part of the Fair Wear Foundation, which means that the workers get a fair living wage and it's not a sweatshop and that sort of
stuff. Okay.
Because, I mean, the fashion industry is like the second worst polluter in the world, apart from what's the beef, basically. You know,
agriculture.
That's the word, yeah. So it was important to us. One, they are actually really nice, and two, they're actually, you know, they're good for the planet.
Right, they are, you know, if you look at.
And we do recycled range and that sort of stuff as well.
Brands of a similar ilk. Or like band tees and stuff, you know, the quality of the t-shirts are terrible.
Really?
Yeah, and they're not, as I said, they're not fair wear, they're not vegan friendly, et cetera, et cetera.
So is that important to you, those things?
It's important to us, and also it's important to us to have a superior product
you know,
than anyone else. That's, you know, you want to be a step ahead of the game, I guess. And, you know, it's good to look after the planet, I guess.
It is good to look after the planet.
It is, even though you don't like vegans, but we won't go into that.
So you're not vegan?
Oh, no. Me loves a cheeseburger.
Love it, all of the mates.
No.
I've got really sweaty eyeballs.
Well, yeah, I don't know, I always get it in here.
It's not hot in here.
No, I've got my glasses just steam up.
I think it's just all the sexual tension between me and you.
Probably
what it is.
That is quite a lot.
You can touch me later, that's fine.
Yeah.
Gonna.
So the other company is the merch company.
Buy that merch.
Yes.
BTM.
BTM.
And if you don't
what does BTM stand for?
Google it later. It's fine. We don't want to go into that.
Well, you can say it. It's not child friendly.
I know. Right. Apparently it means butt to mouth.
Oh.
Yeah. See, okay. That's, yeah. We didn't know that till afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was actually our marketing lady that pointed that out, and I was like, thanks for that.
Have you got that on a t-shirt?
What, butt to mouth?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe we should.
No. You wouldn't let me do the Bring Back Fingering t-shirt the other day, so.
That's wild inappropriate.
It was a joke.
I know. Well, I never know.
It wasn't.
You've sent me worse.
I have sent you a lot worse. So what do you think of this? It's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. It's like, No. Can't do that. Although we've got some really inappropriate stuff on the kids' tees as well now, I've realised. We should
removed. We do have, yeah.
Yeah.
Dead Inside.
Yeah. That's not the booby one is...
Medusa with the big boobs.
Medusa with the big boobs on the kids' tee. We probably...
Is that a picture of Medusa with big boobs, or does it say...
No, it doesn't say Medusa with big boobs. She's just yeah. really booby, and it's been banned from Facebook for being sexually aggressive, which I don't really know what it means.
Well, boobs are very offensive.
It's just that she's really... We didn't realise ourselves, she's really booby.
I know, it's immediately...
Oh, did you? Yeah. You're like that.
Yeah, that's why we bought it.
That's why we had it. Designer, what do you reckon of that? Yeah,
so you do kids as well?
We do
clothing, all sizes.
Yeah, kids clothing, yeah. Yeah. Just want to end that statement right. Yeah, we do kids clothing, women's clothing.
I just got that.
Yeah. Fucking hell. I might end up on a register somewhere.
Oh, you were saying
weird about them. Yeah, kids clothing, adult clothing, women's fitted clothing, all of it. All of it, all the good yes. stuff.
And do you sell a lot of all of it?
Kids stuff, not so much.
Is that because it's all really inappropriate?
It's all really baby and No, we don't really, we've never actually, I don't know why, I know why, because we don't really earn as much. Basically, a kid's t-shirt costs the same to buy and produce as an adult t-shirt.
Yeah.
You can't sell them for as much. So
yes.
we don't put up marketing budget behind it because it's kind of like you're going to put your marketing budget behind what's going to sell and earn you the most money. So
yeah.
people kind of stumble across it on the website. You normally get someone who buys some like a t-shirt and then they get their kid the same one, yeah. which is really
it's weird. Normally a mum. Normally a mum buying a t-shirt for their like boyfriend or husband.
Yeah.
And then they see, oh, you can get it in the kids.
Yeah,
then
yeah,
they go,
yeah.
oh, we get a matching one. That's cool.
Yeah.
And that's generally why. Or they get, or someone will buy a women's fitted t-shirt, a men's t-shirt and a kid's t-shirt.
All the same.
So all the family have got the same.
Which we're grateful for, but yeah. if you're going out on a day out all wearing a t-shirt that says fuck you on it or something like that.
I think it's like that's a holiday thing, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. I think people would...
I've never gone on holiday in the same clothes as my kids.
No, in general, I'm just saying, when you go on holiday, I've bought clothes for holiday that I would never wear here. Not because it's like...
What did you wear on holiday?
I don't know. I've got a pair of baby blue chinos.
Ooh,
which
nice.
I wear on holiday, but I wouldn't wear them here.
Why not?
Because it's bloody South End, isn't it?
What wheels
exactly.
do you wear?
With?
Oh, this is getting
there. Go on, tell me, because I want to know what
I
wheels.
I wear them with my Timberland boat shoes, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I roll them up. So
roll them up.
Ankle high.
No socks, yeah, obviously.
No socks.
You could totally wear that here.
I mean,
I think you should. I think you should come tomorrow, innit?
It
is really nice, but. This guy would slaughter me if I turned up to work with baby blue chinos on and boat shoes.
What was those fucking tennis shorts you turned up in the other month? Those like tie dye tennis shorts.
They were like tracksuit bottom shorts.
I wanted you to leave.
They are horrendous.
They were
wildly uncomfortable.
But at what point did you see them on a rack and gone, yep?
I saw them on.
I had that. That's a bit of me.
Boohoo men it was.
Nice. The Aren't worst. They really bad, Boohoo?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. Terrible.
Terrible. Don't buy from them.
Don't buy from Boohoo.
Just tie-dye.
So even I did about like big, huge, like mass printing things. They budget for, I think it's, when they buy stuff in, they know 65% of it is going to go to landfill.
Oh my God.
They already know that. They know it's going to go to landfill. So that's why places like Boohoo, you'll see, you'll buy it. They have something come out, it'd be like 12 quid. And then a week later, they drop it down to about 4 quid because they've got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So they know that 65% of it is going to go to landfill, but they still make such a high profit they can afford to lose that.
But what happens to it? It just goes to landfill.
And you can't even one of our suppliers was telling us about this, and they can't recycle it because it's licensed, and apparently you can't. There's something in the contract that says it can't be recycled, so it has to go to landfill, which is.
But that's terrible.
Oh, no, it's disgraceful.
And they wouldn't give it to. You'd think straight away. You think, why don't you just give it to
charity,
homeless charities and stuff. It says, but then all of the homeless will be walking around in Boohoo men gear.
Yeah,
and then a definitely oversized t-shirt.
And no one else is going to go, I want that t-shirt a homeless guy's wearing. So, you know, they don't do
that's
that.
That's really bad.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's
that's
terrible.
Really bad.
But the clothing industry is horrible.
I haven't watched that programme, actually, that I'm supposed to watch, but I get too upset by things. Is it on Netflix? What's the one that? About the...
Oh, you're a crier.
Oh, yeah, I am.
I cried at MasterChef the other day.
At MasterChef,
yeah.
Why
was it really good or really bad?
No, it was the final one. They were just like
with laughter or
no, like genuine.
It's a
tears.
Bit of dinner, mate. Why are you getting fucking?
Oh, my wife was slaying me.
I'm not surprised.
Slaying me.
It's a bit of dinner.
Care.
I don't understand much why they get emotional, and it's a bit of dinner.
Well, the weirdest thing is that I would describe myself as a relatively unemotional person in
dead inside
in normal life.
Yeah, you don't
serious things, but. something on the TV, I'm gone. It's madness.
Why did you cry over that?
Because, well, they put their final, it was a final, when they put their mills down and they got really good feedback, and then they were all crying, and I was like, I'm laying there. My wife goes, she's not looking at me, she went, "You're crying, aren't you?" I was like, "No." She's like, "I can see you wiping your tears away." I was
like,
I can't remember the last time you showed emotion. We were at a funeral, and then the next time you show emotion is over fucking MasterChef.
Yep. I'm dead inside, Jimmy. But not when it comes to stupid TV.
Oh dear. Did you watch the Sewing Bee, Great British Sewing Bee thing? I thought that would have been your jam.
Yeah, I'm all over it.
Did you cry at that?
I have not cried at that yet, no.
Oh, because food's more important.
Food's more important.
And you watch Bake Off, don't you?
I love Bake Off.
In the sea.
I love shit TV.
How can you watch
Bake Off? Bake Off isn't shit TV. Bake Off's amazing.
I agree. But
it's shit TV.
It's not shit TV.
It's shit TV.
It's not shit TV.
The best thing, I like Channel 4 documentaries. They're the best. They're the weirdest, wonderfulest things.
You still watch normal telly then? Because I don't watch normal telly anymore.
No, I just watch it on like iPlayer or Catch Up or whatever else. I don't watch anything live because I can't be dealing with adverts.
Yes.
Or subtitles. You're not a fan of subtitles, are you?
No. Subtitles is not a thing.
Because you can't read.
Because I'm dyslexic, I can't read it fast enough.
Okay.
So I can't keep up with it, and it's frustrating.
So do you not watch foreign stuff at all?
I don't watch none of that foreign muck.
He wouldn't watch Narcos. I was like, "Watch Narcos, watch that." He's like, I can't. It's going too fast.
I did watch Squid Games, but I watched it dubbed. Squid Games dubbed, yeah, it was weird.
Dubbed is not the way forward.
Yeah, but again.
It's not, but if you can't read it.
I mean, I can read. Just put that right.
It takes a little while. If it's not.
Yeah, it's just too fast. It's too fast.
So just to confirm, our finance director is wildly dyslexic and got a U in business studies.
Done all right.
Like a titan of industry. Yeah.
People put me in charge of their money.
I know.
For about 20 years.
Mate, you're basically in charge of my life.
Yeah, I know. You don't even have access to our bank account.
I know. I don't have access to the business bank account. I've never bothered because I thought, well, that's his job, so what's the point? He could be bleeding us dry for years, but he won't because he loves me and he knows I'd fucking murder him.
Skimming
all those 50p's off the top.
Yeah, yeah. Skimming all that money we haven't got.
Yeah. That's why you go on free.
That's why we got no money.
That's why you go on free cruises a year.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm always on holiday.
Always on holiday. And you never bring back table, don't
you? Do you know why?
Why?
Because I ain't got kids.
That is so true, actually.
Like,
haven't you got kids? You don't want them?
To be fair.
Sorry, that's a really bad question to ask. I think.
Yeah, I was just a jaffer.
The vodka level in your bloodstream is way too high to conceive.
No, it was like me and I've been with my wife since we were 17, so like forever.
I judge him.
And like we spoke about it for years. Like, oh yeah, maybe next year we'll try for a kid and stuff. And then you know my wife's. You know, quite career driven. She was building up her own business and stuff. So she's always busy.
What does she do?
She is a bespoke dressmaker. So she's got a shop and a workshop and stuff. And it's incredibly busy. And I think just like kind of careers and what for both of us kind of got in the way a bit.
Yeah.
And then we got older and then like people started having kids around us. And then you realise that, you know, kids are shit.
They're really shit.
Like, I've got, and then the nail in the coffin, really, like when it would come towards the end of the time where you probably, you know, you wouldn't have kids anymore because you're getting older. My brother-in-law moved in with us, and every weekend his two kids would come and stay with us.
Okay.
And you're like, yeah, like I love these. I love my nephews.
Yeah.
But it's fucking great when they leave.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine. I said, well, can you imagine them being here all the time?
That's your life. Yeah.
But it's different when they're your own. It is different.
Yeah.
It's even more shit.
Other people's kids are annoying.
Yeah. But now I feel like I'm happy with the decision that we made.
Yeah.
Although it wasn't really a decision, I guess. We just never, we could all suddenly like, shit, we're 40. We're nearly 40. And then.
You can still smash one out.
Yeah. But it's.
If you don't want to, there's no, because there's such pressure, isn't it? Because that's what you do. You have kids, actually.
Yeah,
I like
spending time with my wife and going on nice holidays and doing all these things that I wouldn't be able to do.
Really wouldn't. You got a dog?
I've got a cat.
You've got a cat.
Yeah. Dottie's her name.
Aww. He loved Dottie.
Yeah. And my wife would tell you that that's her child.
Yeah.
She definitely loves that cat more than me. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
But like for Stace, for instance, so you've, how old, the girls are 7 years old now, right?
Yeah, they were seven the other day. Thanks for the present. Yeah.
You
yeah. They were really touched by your present.
Twins,
Amy, twin girls.
How was that?
Pretty fucking awful, if I'm being honest. It's still, every day is a walking nightmare.
Who's, have you got twins in your family or?
No. Twins, it's a bit of a myth that twins run in families. That's
is it?
Yeah, it's total bollocks. So even though the girl's mum's sister's got twin boys, but that was through IVF. And okay. We got twins because of some medical botched fucking drug.
Not at IVF, but you had
no, so
right?
we were trying for 2 years. Try and get pregnant is the worst, but that's a different story.
Sex on demand.
You'd
imagine.
I'm not.
Sex is sex.
You'd imagine that would be good. Like, yeah. Like,
do you remember Only Fools and Horses where Rodney's trying to get, Sandra trying to get pregnant? He's knackered on the bus. Yeah. That's basically life. That is basically life. And it's like, you start yourself off. I'll jump in a minute. Do you know what I mean? I'm knackered. I've been at work.
Or I'll take myself to the edge of yeah. I'm ready and then I'll just chuck it in.
Basically. So after 2 years,
I feel like you should have listened to our podcast before you invited us on.
I feel like
you're being really mild as well. Being really mild. So after 2 years, our mum was just about to pay for IVF, and then they gave us this drug. I think it's called Clomid, which basically makes multiple eggs shoot out.
Okay.
And Mr. Super Sperm over here managed to fertilize a couple of them.
I remember when you told me,
honestly.
Just
that's the worst day of my life.
Broke down. I remember we were in the pub.
Worst day of my life.
What, when you found out?
Yeah, so because her sister had twins and they're, excuse me, about 4 years older. When we found out we were pregnant, my brother-in-law was like, oh, you've got twins. I was like, I ain't got that unlucky, fuck you, and all that. Like, just ripping the ass out of him. And then gone for the scan. That was it. So about 6 weeks in, she was big. You know, she was in the mirror getting dressed, and I was like, I know you're pregnant, but you fucking let yourself go, love. Do you know what I mean? A bit quick. I didn't say anything.
No,
I didn't say it out loud. I just thought it. I thought you've got really big, really quick.
It's still bad enough that you thought it.
I know, you can't help the thoughts that you have. Anyway, then I was thinking,
tells us what kind of person you are.
Horrible, right? So then I was like, fucking hell. I went in my head, I was like, I bet she's having twins. And then she turned around and went, I think I'm having twins. I went, nah. Yeah, no.
Was she sick?
What, in the head or just... she was wildly unwell throughout the whole of the pregnancy. So we'd gone for the scan. I was coming back from London and trains were late and I got in there just as they're doing the thing. And there was matey over there and a woman doing all the scan. And she went, are you having triplets? And I was like, what? I was taking off my coat. And I was just like, what? And you know, like in the films where you have that like white noise thing and it's all like, everyone's going, mmm, yeah. And I was like, and then she goes, oh no, that's a kidney. And I was like, what?
Fucking hell.
And I went, mate, are you in charge? And I went, get over it, please. And he went, no, he goes, you are having twins though. And I just looks over at the girl's mum and she's crying silently. And I sat down and just started crying silently. And they went, oh, it's really good news. I was like, no. And we both just like, and they went, oh, it's one of each. And I thought, that's a win, one of each. And they went, oh, actually. I went, mate, I was like, this is already the worst day of my life. Because we didn't want girls. Like, no, we didn't want girls. I know it sounds really horrible.
Oh,
we wanted boys.
My God.
I was like, what are we having? And he went, I can't say for certain. I went, bollocks. I went, you're now just, you know, trying to, like, because you saw how disappointed we are. And he went, oh, we're no more on the next game, but it's two girls. And I was just like...
Right, so after you tried for 2 years to get pregnant, why were you then disappointed that you were having twins?
Oh, because it's horrible. Like two kids at the same time. And I'd seen how much my brother-in-law had aged in like 4 years. And I was like, I don't want twins, that's horrible. The plan was to have one, like everyone does, move to a bigger house, have another. But, yeah, horrific.
Just got it done out of the way, though, right?
Yeah, oh, everyone says that. Oh, you know, double trouble needs to go out of the way. No, mate, it's horrible. You haven't got kids. Yeah, it's horrible.
At least one of them's nice.
Yeah, one of them is all right.
Oh, my God. And why didn't you want girls?
Because girls are horrible.
Fucking hell.
They are, though. They are. How? You've got girls, right?
Yeah, they're. I didn't want boys.
Oh, really?
Boys were horrible.
I don't know. We both just said we didn't want girls. Like, you know, I guess we learned to love them eventually. But
this is a lot.
It's true. It's true. Like, it's
one day, I hope.
Do you remember when I come in and told you that? And you was like, how is it? And I was just like, lips started going, I was like, I've got a very twin.
We were in the pub when you told me.
I know, and no one believed me.
Well, I remember going outside with you, we had a fag, and you just burst into tears. You went,
worst. I've got to be a dad to two people.
I was never bothered, genuinely, about having kids. But she really did. And I was like, well, yeah, you know, it's like, you get married and have kids, that's what's expected in society, isn't it? So, yeah. And then it was just like a slog of 2 years, and it's like, oh, fucking hell.
And how was it when they came?
It was all right.
You've never had a kid, it'd be worse to have twins with your second or third pregnancy.
The first year, I thought, was the best part, when literally all they do, what is it, year? You know, they just sort of sleep and eat.
Yeah.
Poo. That's it. That was amazing. That's great. Because they were quite good at sleeping, to be fair. And then it's when they can start walking around and being dickheads. And and now it's even worse. No, now the attitude is off the scale. Honestly. So bad.
They're all right with me.
Yeah, they're all right with you.
Why have they got attitude?
It's my kids, isn't it? Just
because they're just like their dad.
Yeah. So
they even grunt like him when they're angry. growl.
Twin tooth growls. Yeah, she just goes.
If you spend enough time with Stacey, if you spend an hour and a couple of hours with Stacey, at one point he will get angry and growl.
It's normally during hunger. If I say I'm hungry, you've got 15 minutes to feed me.
I generally he does do that. He goes, oh, I'm really hungry. I'm like, fucking straight on delivery. Let's get something in.
Doesn't even tell me. All of a sudden, a burrito turns. I'm like, oh, thanks, mate. All right. But you hate me eating as well, don't you?
The noise that comes out of you is something else. It's just...
And I'm a fast eater. I'm a pelican. So it freaks me out.
He just pours it in himself and makes the most horrific noise whilst doing it.
I've got four brothers. If you didn't eat fast, there'd be hands coming over going, You've got four brothers, yeah. And
poor mother.
Yeah, Annabelle, yeah. Should have got a TV or something. There's other things to do, mate.
Are you all close in age?
How old am I? 40, 50, 47, 35 and... I don't know how the younger one is. He must be like 25.
Okay, so they're quite spread out.
He's younger than me. So he's, what's that? I don't know.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. She should, get something else done in your life. Find something else to do. Find a hobby.
Clean the house,
mum. Do you know what I mean? Stop having kids. You're mentalist. I don't know why people...
Your mother should love kids and George Formby girls.
Formby girls. Three of them in the house. Loved it.
I never forget that when I come into your house, your mum's house. It's like, Stace, why have you got five George Formby grills?
Five?
Yeah,
every size.
It literally is just like a different thing. Because none of us ate, none of us would have the same meals. So we should be cooking five different meals. And it's just It's like, so we none of us would eat the same thing. So there'd just always be like cooking going on. And it's just.
Why not?
Why not? What? Why wouldn't we eat the same thing?
Yeah.
Because we're dickheads.
allowed you to each say, choose what you want for dinner and they cook it for you.
Yeah, or we just wouldn't eat.
That's why he's
fucking hell.
That's why he's so selfish now.
I'm a nice boy, I am. My kids are the same. They refuse to eat the same stuff. And it's just so annoying. Yeah, yeah. Twin one, all she will eat is dry pasta or spaghetti with like no sauce. And I don't know how the girl poos. Honestly, it's
just nothing but carbs. It's just nothing
but carbs. And I don't know how it gets processed. Her intestines must be literally just solid.
And the other girl's just olives, isn't it?
No, she now eats. No, twin two eats everything. She loves it. She literally just, but she's like me. She doesn't look up. She just scoops. and then most is going down her.
Is that why? That's probably why she's three times bigger than twin one.
Yeah, she's about a foot tall and about 3 stone heavier. Yeah, she's solid though. Solid.
Yeah. No one's going to fuck with
her. Yeah. I mean, I watched her punch something that day. It's amazing.
You watched her?
Some lad went up behind her and like poked in her back. She's turned around and digged him.
I was like, yes. Go on, girl.
Like, go on, girl. Go on, girl. That's it. Super proud. As proud as I've been.
Yeah.
So you didn't want to have any more then?
God, no.
He's looking forward to... The point was there, and it was about me going away and stuff. The girls are seven now. You've been away twice, I think, and that's with them. And I said, "Are you going on holiday?" You went, "No, I'm going to be miserable somewhere else.
Yeah, you transfer going on those kids is transferring the misery elsewhere.
I'm just going to go to Cedar Park to be miserable.
It's
there.
Even worse because at least at home, if they're being proper knobs, I can go in the garden or go upstairs to the bedroom.
Or go to work.
Go work. But you go somewhere like Cedar Park and literally you're in a confined space with two dickheads. And it's just horrible. And there's knobbing off. And it's just, oh, mate, I hate it.
I don't understand how they can be so bad.
They're not bad. Poor parenting. Bad,
don't they? No, I mean, it's just draining. It's like everyone who's got kids knows it's just draining having kids. And it's just having two is terrible.
But you must get some pleasure out of it.
When they're not there and when they go to bed. Yeah, that's the best
you
time.
You do. You always...
They are fun. No, they're fun.
You always rush back to make sure you take to put them in bed. And yeah, you always take them to school in the morning and stuff.
Yeah, I make sure I'm there for bedtime. And that's funny. And they're funny because they want to do like, they do things like they play the Would You Rather game and they want to do staring contests and stuff like that. And it's just random. It's just my mentality, really. I'm like, I'm here for this now.
Yeah, this is the fun bit.
This is the fun bit now.
And then they go to sleep. Yeah.
whereas their mum's had him for like 4 hours already by the time she's going, she's like, fuck it. And I'm like, all right. They're working, aren't I? See you later. Yeah, so that's it. So yeah, you sure you don't want kids?
I'm fine. Yeah. I'm fine.
And that's why I've had my balls
I'm
cut.
I'm going on holiday next
yeah,
month.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Yeah.
You've had your balls cut off.
I've had the snip, but Ben calls it having his balls cut off. So, yeah.
Okay.
Which, also, before we go into that, have you seen the state of his balls since he had his done?
No, every time he's shown you, I've not been here.
It is the worst thing.
Because he's got tiny balls, they had to put him out because his balls are so tucked inside his body. So it looks like his balls are like a slasher movie.
It looks like someone... So I had the snip about 2 months ago, and there was no... It was like... It was fine. There was no scarring or anything. He's had his done, and he was like, I'm really worried about my balls. And I was like, you guys want to see him? I was like, yeah, all right, get your balls out. And it looks like someone's got a bread knife and just carved into him.
Oh, my
God.
Like,
the scar is all jagged, and his balls are purple, still after, like, nearly 2 weeks. And he walks around like John Wayne. And he was like, do you think this is... And he keeps on... goes, can you have a look at him again? I was like, oh, yeah, I'll look at your balls again. I was like, no, that ain't right.
Rick's the same. My brother-in-law just had the snip. He was on the same day as Ben.
Oh, yeah.
And last week we were in Barcelona. Another holiday, just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone's
doing well.
And he was still waddling around like John Wayne. Keep on stopping. I was like, how... But he was the same as you. He didn't get put out.
Yeah,
he must. Maybe he's got tiny balls as well. I don't know.
He had the same. He had the same surgeon though. Rick did as me.
Yeah.
Mate, what worries me now is I've got no pain, no scarring. But, did anything? Did it work?
But I think maybe you're the exception to the rule.
Ah.
Because anyone else I know has been in a bit of trouble with it.
I mean, it wasn't nice while I was having it done with the.
Were you awake?
Yeah. I was awake and on this morphine suction thing, which was fucking brilliant.
It
wasn't
Moorish, that morphine.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Oh,
I was awake.
Sick.
It's like they clamp your balls and then they put clamps on your balls to separate them. They basically slice and cut the pipes and cauterize it, put it back together and all that. And it's just it was funny. It was funny. There was so many people in the room. Like four women and a male doctor, four female nurse. And I was like, are you all staying then? Is it
a teaching hospital?
No. I was like, you all staying? Like, one's wiping my balls, one's injecting stuff in, one's... I was just like, so is anyone going to leave now? Like, oh no, we all stay.
Is anyone going to work the shaft? Have I gone too far?
No, maybe.
So I think it's really good that you know so many people that have... had it done. Because
I set the trend. Basically, everyone was like, that's a good idea, innit? I was like, yes, get it done. I thought I'd get some sort of commission.
Well, I know others have had it done in years gone by who have already had kind of 3-4 kids and was like, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah.
And then people that don't, I've got another friend of mine who's just found out his girlfriend's pregnant and they're like close to mid-40s. All their kids are now grown adults.
And they started knocking another one out.
Start again.
We were talking about this the other day because when we left school, as a lot of people do, they have kids like 16 or whatever. And now the kid, like, I know 3 people in our year group who the kids have gone to university, they're fine. And now they've just decided to knock out another kid, like, actually made the conscious decision. And I'm like, why? You were free. I mean, you were out. Like, why have you done it? And I think it's because they've run out of things to talk about in their marriage. I think that's because you see this in marriages, right? So you get with someone. And you start running out things to talk about. It's like, oh, let's buy us or get married. You do that, and that's all right for a little while. And then you start running out of things to talk about again. So you have a kid, and then you run out of things to talk about. You're like, right, have another kid or get divorced.
Or get a dog.
Or get a dog. Yeah. Do you for about 6 months. It's just delaying. And I think that's why they do it. Just
a lot of people split up, didn't they, when their kids go to university?
Yeah,
and
they're or just knock left out another kid.
I suppose at some point, then if all your life is together has been about your kids and they're not there anymore, you've got nothing else to talk about, nothing else to worry about. You're done.
Yeah. That's bleak, isn't it?
It is bleak, yeah.
But it's true, though. So I suppose, it would make sense, but I just couldn't go back to that stage of nappies and crying and...
what, just, you or the baby?
Yeah, both. Yeah. I just couldn't...
If I had a kid, I'd be like, right, take it away. When it can hold a conversation and wipe its own arse, bring it back.
And you said I sound like a twat. Fucking hell. That's bad. No, I think that's what people do. I mean, that's why I got divorced anyway.
You're not technically divorced yet.
Next week.
So next week?
Next week, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You can have a party.
We
talking about all even talking about it.
Everyone keeps saying, I was like, it's a bit cringy, and surely it's just going out. Like, just go out. But I mean, if you go out and you're like, it's my divorce party.
It's two, isn't it? So you've got, obviously, you're moving.
Yeah.
So you're going to have your new place.
Yeah.
And you'll be divorced around about the same time.
Hopefully.
Bubble.
Yeah.
That means we can get double fucked.
Double fucked. We're factoring with someone's birthday and it'd be a triple fuck.
Yeah.
We do like a twofer. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Let's do that.
There you go.
Housewarming. All right. Because I think I'm the first one to move into the block. There's three flats and I think I'm the one who's moving first. So we can get double Larry and no one can complain.
Not that I'd care anyway. I don't live there.
I just fuck your shit right out. You got builder's insurance in your stays now, yeah. Just smashing walls up and that. I need you to get on the tools and I'm worried about what you're going to do in a new place.
Be fine. I'm an artist.
You are an artist with your GM woodwork.
Yeah.
What do you need? Is it a new place?
I'm crap on the tools. So if anything needs to be hung or placed or built, this is my man. This is the man. I don't do any of it.
Can't hang a picture.
No, not straight. I mean, yeah. Oh, no. Wildly unskilled. Wildly unskilled. But I can print T-shirts.
There you go.
So there you go. There you go. So I get Marky Mark round.
I'm good on the tools.
Sometimes.
Apart from the other day, we just put... You didn't go upstairs, did you, in the office?
I had a nose.
The TV on the wall there only went up a couple of weeks ago. So we can play Mario Kart.
There's a lot of effort to make Mario Kart.
Someone's at the door. I put the TV bracket up to then put the TV on it and realised not only did I put it on back to front, I put it on upside down.
Looking for, how's the TV going in? Yeah. It's just falling to the floor. That ain't right, is it? Hey, right.
I really should have studied it a bit more rather than thinking, I don't need instructions. I know what I'm doing.
So you're the one that's good at this?
Yeah.
Well, apparently.
Okay. Apparently, yeah.
Apparently. Fucking hell.
But I'll pay more attention when I'm...
And the other week when I was selling my house, I needed a mirror put up and you must have drilled about, I think it was 12 holes to put up a mirror.
No, what it was, you told me where you wanted it, so I measured it. I measured up where it was...
Measure twice, thing, cut once.
Put it on, and then I hung it, and then it went over the light switch. So I didn't look at that. You told me where you wanted it.
I put it up two bits, but then you didn't. We didn't shift it along, so then it was going over something else.
There was like six holes for needed to.
Yeah,
but they're all hidden. They're all hidden behind a mirror
until we like move, and then the people come in and go, "What the fuck is going on?"
Well, that ain't your problem.
That ain't my problem, mate.
They won't be calling me to fix it.
No.
You haven't got to fill the holes in before you leave?
Not when you sell. No, only if you're renting and stuff.
Right? I'm leaving everything there that I don't want. All the shit.
Yep.
That's just like what you do when you move
house.
That's
bad karma.
that ship has sailed, Amy. I mean, it's all coming back on me. They are buying the dining room table, though.
Sorry?
They're buying the dining room table.
Oh, that's a touch.
That is a touch.
But if you were, like, say, if you moved, would you clean? Would you get everything out and then clean it for anyone goes in?
I rent, and I would because I'm a nice person.
And you want your deposit back?
Yeah.
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 But yeah, I would. Anyway, I wouldn't leave somewhere dirty. Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
This is saying more about you as a person.
Well, I just realised, like, I've not, I have moved once. And when I moved out of my flat, wasn't renting, so I didn't look like I had to clean it. But I always thought I was pretty clean, and you don't realize how dirty somewhere is until you take all the shit out of it.
Yeah, until you move a cupboard, disgusting. And you're like, wow,
yeah.
This is like so, when we moved from above your shop to the new unit, and we didn't realize how bad like the print room was.
Oh, it was
and it was like this carpet was stained. It was disgusting.
It was nasty.
We've been breathing that in for a good year or so.
Well, I did clean that flat because I was like, this is embarrassing. Like, I can't have someone. I wouldn't mind if it was a little bit bad, but it was horrendous.
Oh, I ain't cleaning.
Behind everything, it was just stacks of dust and shit. Piles of bogeys.
Oh, dude. Wank tissues everywhere.
No. I used to...
Oh, no. You're going to say something that's bad, aren't you?
No. I wasn't. I won't say it.
No, go on. You've started.
You've got to say it now.
You can always edit it
out. It's not about wanking. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, don't bother then.
Yeah. I used to... when I was sitting on the sofa watching TV, if I had a bogey going on, what? I'd get it out and I'd throw it behind the TV.
You dirty prick.
And when we moved,
you dirty prick.
Disgusting.
You dirty prick.
Yeah, my wife was not happy with
me. So they were all on the wall and all that? And
no, like, I mean, I rolled them up enough, so they're right.
Oh.
Fortunately, I'm married, so I'm not looking for a wife, so it doesn't matter what I say. No, you can judge me all you want, I don't care.
Wow.
I've known you 40 years now, and that shocked me.
Yeah. That's well, do you know why I started doing that? Do you know what? It's even worse. Do you know why I started doing that? Because prior to that, I used to put them in my pocket.
Oh, my.
What the fuck? No. Why would you do that? Why don't you just get a tissue?
Because then that involves getting up.
Have a box of tissue by the setting.
I was midway through Bake Off.
What do you mean you put them in your pocket?
That's disgusting.
And then
I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
Then my wife had a go at me, so I stopped putting bogeys in your pocket. I started throwing them behind the TV.
Oh, so my what is she? So, oh my god!
Because obviously, when you put your jeans in the wash, right, you put out the pockets, make sure nothing. She's pulling out, and all your fucking brain boogers flying everywhere. Oh, like she's getting hands full of like brain dust.
Possibly. I mean, I never went into detail. She just told me not to do it anymore.
Wow,
hell, mate.
I'm so glad my wife will never listen to this podcast. Doesn't do podcasts.
That's bad.
It is pretty bad.
That's bad.
Move on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to now.
Your podcast. You a podcast. When did that come about?
We done a podcast.
You could tell more people about your hygiene.
We guested on Stu Whiffen's podcast.
Yeah, so because you sponsor their. Hardcore listing, don't you?
No, we used to sponsor Off the Beaten Track.
Off the Beaten Track.
Oh, okay. How did that come about?
He just asked for money like Stu always does.
No, he'd a friend of mine.
Give us some money.
A friend of mine just said, oh, like, sometimes looking for a sponsor. And I spoke to him and we thought we'd give it a go.
So you didn't know him previous to that?
Well, I knew of him because he runs...
A legend.
He's the promoter of the Pink Toothbrush at the club. So I knew of him, and I never really spoke to him properly before. And then we started doing that, and then we went on the podcast. Then we done hardcore listings. So we just thought, well, this is pretty fun. We'll do our own one.
It was basically... It was a way, because we worked together, we could never actually... go out anymore. Like we didn't have time, so it's like, let's do this. It's an excuse to get drunk, basically. And we just used to get drunk and just moan about stuff, essentially.
And now we just get less drunk and moan about stuff.
Yeah.
But the
idea was meant to get our mates out round and just called Misery Loves Company and get drunk and chat, but then COVID hit and you couldn't have your friends around. So it kind of stalled for a long time.
So we just
basically got
drunk in a workroom and recorded it.
Yeah.
And several people listened.
Yeah. Several people do listen. We were very big in Dubai at one point.
We were number one.
Number one in Dubai. We were. Really? I will bang on about that till the day I die.
In the comedy
interview
genre.
Wow.
Yeah, for a whole week we were number one.
I'm pretty
That's
sure.
Amazing.
I've been listening to podcasts in Dubai. That's
I don't think
why.
It's a big thing.
No, definitely not.
They're too busy just going around in Gucci and Lamborghinis. No one listens to podcasts.
No, I don't listen to podcasts. That's shit. That's a lie. Do you know what? I think a podcast is great. Like when I was when I was commuting,
yeah,
podcasts are great, and I listen all the time. But now I wouldn't. I struggle to put it on instead of music. But if I'm traveling, then I'll put a podcast on.
So you wouldn't listen while you're working.
We used to in the old place. It wasn't as noisy, and okay. we could listen to the Magic Sponge.
Yeah, it's not. That's the problem because everything's so noisy. Music. Kind of just you can hear yeah. above it, but when it's not music, you can't really hear what's going on.
Yeah,
and we've already listened to the Magic Sponge podcast several times. And yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Best podcast ever.
Ever.
It's the only podcast. They should have stopped podcasts after that. Yeah, it's the best thing in the world.
If you don't like football, then don't.
Oh, yeah. Is it about football?
It's about football. And it's basically it's predominantly ex Arsenal players on it.
Oh God, that sounds like the worst podcast ever.
It's basically footballers from the '90s. It's about their stories of getting pissed up and playing tricks on each other and stuff. So it's not actually about the game itself. It's about the apri football.
We spent more time talking about that than our own podcast.
That's because it's the best podcast ever.
Go listen to it.
So your podcast is essentially moaning.
Yeah, it's called Misery Loves Company.
Mm.
And generally what we do, it's not serious in any way. It's like things during the week that might have like pissed you off a bit or you just thought that's fucking ridiculous. So generally we just talk about stuff like that.
Like people wear socks and sliders.
What's wrong with socks and sliders?
Get in the sea.
I think you should leave.
Anyone who's doing that should be on a register. it's like things like soft play and going to IKEA and things like that, really, and just things everyone probably hates as well, and we just rant about it.
Yeah, it's most of the time it's things that people wouldn't even think twice about, but when you say it, they would think, yeah, that is a bit shit. That annoys me.
And how you used to always see a single trainer on the motorway, which I still don't believe.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing, mate.
You travel a lot, right? Drive around.
Yeah, I used to.
You reckon you've seen thousands of single trainers?
Well, I used to travel. I used to be in a car. I used to go to see clients. That was generally my job. Or every day, I'm going hundreds of miles, and every day on the motorway, I would see a single trainer.
I'm not having it.
Like on the side of the road or in the thing all the time. And I always, who loses one fucking trainer?
It's accidents, I suppose, isn't it?
Oh. That never even occurred.
That didn't occur to me, actually.
Yeah.
I used to drive to uni, which was in South London from Basildon, and every time I drove there, there'd be an accident on the M25.
Are you sure that one of them people lost their shoes?
Well, they could have done. It could have come flying out the car. People chuck things, don't they?
I feel
they?
Like you're ruining my myth.
Who's driving along and goes, you know what, I'm going to fucking lose one of these trainers. I'm going to throw
it
one of these trainers.
It wasn't a rant. I was just like, I find it strange that someone's lost.
What's your theory?
There's knobheads out there that lose one trainer and then carry on going.
The stupidity.
And then realise when they get home, oh shit, I've lost a fucking shoe.
But then you did lose a shoe in London.
Yeah, but that's different. I actually have lost a shoe multiple times.
How?
At gigs. Like if you're in the mosh pit.
Oh, okay, it's often
you can someone's treads on the back of it, but you're so many people.
Yeah.
By the time it's off, it's gone. Or what I used to do is that when people were crowd surfing, I used to slip their shoe off and fucking throw it. But that'll learn you.
Like that young girl's leg that you broke during the mosh as well.
I didn't know. I don't know if I broke it. She sounded like it. She screamed that loud. I fell over in the mosh pit and landed on this young girl on her leg. And she screeched pretty loud. I ran away.
Yeah, didn't help her up. Didn't make sure she was right. Just run straight.
She was already getting help.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I don't want to.
You would have just confused the issue more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're quite dangerous places, I guess, really.
Yeah, and that's the point. If if you're in that bit,
don't get in the marsh.
You've got to be prepared to get hurt. I've been put down and hurt many times on it. So, but I know it's going to happen because they go for the big guy. You see, I'm going to get the big guy down.
Yeah,
they pick on me.
Playground rules, isn't it?
Yeah, and I fall hard.
Sorry.
I did punch that guy once in the face because I thought he stole my phone.
And it turns out he hadn't.
It turns out it wasn't my phone. he showed me the picture. There's a picture of his wife on his phone. I'm like, oh, sorry, mate. I didn't mean to punch you in the face, but I did.
Yeah, a little bit. So we're nice people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've got moania as you've got older?
I don't even feel like I'm even moany. I feel I it's like I let it all out
okay.
when I'm on a podcast. Outside okay. of that, I would say I'm the most laid back person
you are.
You'll ever know.
Annoyingly chill. Yeah. It's so super annoying. Chill. It's nothing. So annoying. I wish you'd had more emotion. Honestly,
it takes a lot to really to piss me off. So I suppose all these little things they're not pissing me off. I'm just going, hey, well, that was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
If anything, I am less moany or aggy now I'm older, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel sometimes that men get more miserable as they get older. Women
I'd say, get yeah, happier. I'd say even you are more chill now.
Oh, massively.
Than you was,
yeah. Like a year ago, I was fucking angry all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, I suppose there was reasoning behind that. But if you roll back even further than that, you'll just...
Oh, yeah, I've always been... Yeah, but I've been well aggy. But I think as well, doing a podcast, because it was almost like a little bit of therapy, so we've got to get it all out and just rant.
I suppose it is, right? Yeah. You know, because we do touch on more personal things sometimes, I guess. So it gives you the opportunity to rant about it.
Yeah.
Or just in general be, like, angry, just to kind of get anger out, I guess. I don't know. Maybe we should label it like a
therapy session.
Therapy session.
Yeah, you should get people on.
If you're not feeling right in the head, you should come and listen to us.
Or charge people to come on and they can get us that. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's what we should do.
Live. Recorded therapy sessions.
Imagine us being charged people with mental health.
Do you feel better after speaking to us?
I really do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Feel a bit more zen about yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Had a nice little day out. Nice little drive.
I have had a nice little day out.
Nice little day out.
I feel like we had to make an effort because you've come a long way.
I have.
Especially considering you didn't really know us or what we would be like on your podcast. And I'd question if you did actually release this.
You obviously haven't listened to my podcast.
I didn't know you was before you turned up.
That's fine.
Just Stace said
You're
to me.
Such a
Stace, Stace said some words to me and said, "Doing this podcast." I was like, "Okay,
yeah,
I'll be there."
Which is much like our entire business. Like, I'll say things.
Yeah.
Here, say yeah, and on a day we're like, "What? What? What?" Right, we've got to pay for this. All right, yeah, cool. Have you paid it? What are you talking about? This is why I need access to the bank account.
No, it's too stressful. You don't want to get involved in that.
I don't want to get involved in that. I don't want to know how much money we haven't got.
No. You won't sleep at night.
I sleep anyway. That's what wine's for.
So is it still going as well as it did during COVID, or have you noticed a drop since COVID's kind of...
There was a big... Without going into detail, obviously shops opened again.
Yes.
Right? So that's going to have an impact on any e-commerce business, and it has, not just us, anyone.
So you haven't got any shops anywhere?
It's all e-commerce. So look, shops opening again was always going to have an effect, but it has opened where before lockdown, a lot of people who would never have shopped online have been forced to, so they're a lot more comfortable doing it now, right? So that has helped the e-commerce world somewhat. But still dipping down. And then Apple iOS made some changes, without going into detail, which really screwed e-commerce companies when it comes to social media marketing. And we pretty much wholly rely, and so do many others, e-commerce businesses wholly rely on e-commerce.
Fuck.
91% of our revenue comes through social media.
Yeah.
So that's huge.
And what Apple have done, have made it so it costs us twice as much to get the same revenue.
Fuck, that's really bad.
Well, probably
more than that.
So we hit some dark, dark times.
Yeah.
Tearful times.
Tearful times. the last five months have been, pretty awful.
Yeah. But we are now on our way back.
Okay.
Up again. And by Christmas we'll be flying again. But
is there a way to get round what's happened?
No. Apple are the devil, basically.
Apple have basically just stuck two things up at Facebook, and by doing that,
okay,
they've ruined you know, a vast amount of e-commerce businesses across the world, not just the UK.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, you know, big global brands, it doesn't matter because they can afford to spend like $1 million a day just to get brand recognition. Yeah. So they don't worry about getting the money back. But obviously, we have to get a return on every penny we spend.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just it's game over, man. Yeah. So yeah, it's been quite troubling.
And it is, you know, it's a vast amount of money you have to spend. Like, I won't go into the numbers, but you know, we're a small business. The amount of money we spend on social media marketing is insane.
Well, we spend five figures a month. Put it that way.
Fucking hell! Yeah. Really?
Yeah. We have to. Yeah, you have to spend five figures a month. I mean, not the high end of five figures, but yeah, it's getting there. But yeah,
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. So you work out it goes out daily out of our bank account what we have to spend, and it's just like shit. Yeah. So in lockdown. That was great because we were getting such a high return on it. That's how we were able to grow and move into new premises and spend a lot of money on machinery. But we knew it was a risk, and I think we said this on when we were on the podcast with Hellfire. It will go amazing, or we'll be homeless within a year. And it's kind of like it nearly went to the homeless one, but it hasn't, luckily.
Yeah, we've pulled it back from the depths.
Yeah. We've got very understanding banks.
Of shit out.
Yeah.
But what is the answer? Is it you just need to spend more money? Is that why they've done it?
We have found, because there are no ways around it, but there are better marketing companies that can help you adjust and get around it. So
it doesn't matter. So if your ads aren't working, if you spend more money on them, they're not going to work. The creative is important, but it's not as important as finding the right audiences, like the right niches, like targeting people who are interested in certain bands and certain demographics, age and gender, all that stuff. And what Apple have basically done is made it so it's harder to track people. You know, if you go on, I don't know, you go on Boohoo Man and then you'll see an advert when you go on Facebook for it, they've made it so people can opt out of that, which everyone will do. They go, oh, well, I don't want that. Whereas.
I did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you're part of the problem.
Well, yeah. This is the problem. I said before, that wasn't a thing. Yeah. Now, over 50% of Apple users have opted out. So that's taken away. And obviously, Apple is the biggest phone in the world. So that's taken away 50% plus of our audience.
I never thought about that effect.
Yeah. And I still don't know why they've done this. In December, they removed tattoos as an interest on Facebook. So we used to basically target people who were interested in tattoos. It's a given. Apparently, they removed it. You could no longer like tattoos. So when that happened, we were just like, this has got to be a joke. And the marketing kind of went, that's like 80% of what we were targeting. So we're like, oh, shit. Okay, so that was bad. So then we had to start finding different bands and stuff that kind of all connect. And it's starting to now work. Like, it's all kind of pieces together.
Well, basically what we've done, we've just hired a shit-up marketing company and pay them twice and pay them double the amount we used to.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
To get the results. So although, you know, we're on our way up, but, you know, we now have to look at realistically what the costs are against profit and budget that moving forward, rather than before, it was like every pound we put in marketing, you get like £9 back.
Yeah.
It was like it was a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
So it was like, take all my money, spend it all. It's all going to come back.
Yeah.
And then it went from, hold on, I'm not getting I'm getting less back than I put in. What's happening?
Yeah, in November. I mean, it doesn't matter. So we physically lost, what was it like? 11,000.
Well, I'll tell you, this is a number. October through to
on ads because of the change in the
October
system.
October
through
to February, we lost 65,000.
That was it. Yeah, we physically lost 65,000.
Jesus Christ!
it's a big hit.
And amazingly, let's say we're calmer than what we were before.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, it's because you know when we say it like this, right, it seems like that's huge. It is, and it is a massive amount of money. But businesses lose that kind of money daily. Yeah. Right? It's a thing.
Yeah.
And it's all about how you tackle it and change to kind of get back to where you was. And we are, you know, we're on our way back up. So.
And this is where your GCSE comes in well handy.
It's where my A star in art comes in handy.
Oh yeah.
But you know, we're on the way up again, and you know, by the end of the year we'll be good. And all of that, all them losses would have been swallowed up and gone away.
Will that be beneficial at all for anything?
In what sense?
Tax-wise, or I don't know, can you...
potentially. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're waiting. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, we're waiting. So we're waiting on. So potentially we'll get a rebate because we've already lost money, right?
Yeah.
So that's a silver lining, I guess.
Yeah.
But it ain't gonna be $65,000.
No, it ain't gonna be 65. I really had no idea that it's fucking hard running the business. Yeah,
it's not fun.
This is the difference between companies like ours. You'll get companies that do a similar product, but they drop ship, so they basically someone else produces it. They orders come in, that goes through to another company, they print it and send it out, and you're only getting charged for what they do.
Yeah.
So if you don't sell, you may not be making money, but you certainly ain't losing money.
Yeah.
With us, because we do it all in-house and we have these big machines and everything else, if we don't get the turnover, we still got to pay for everything.
We still got to pay rent, we've got to pay salaries, we've got to pay everything. So
that's the difference. We've gone all in
to
produce, because we'll make more money producing ourselves. The cost a lot lower, but if things go a bit shit, you're fucked. And that's what happened for us, and it don't take long, like I said, a few months.
Yeah.
And bang, you lost all this money. And now we've got to make it back.
November was particularly scary because that's usually when me and him take our big chunk of money out, basically. It's Black Friday.
It's payday.
Yeah.
We pay ourselves basically minimum wage each month, and then November's meant to take out the year's salary. Ooh. And we're like, we're gonna have this. And then it's got midway through November, and we're like, where's all the money? Where's the money?
This is not just us. In any retail clothing company, especially e-commerce, 80% of your revenue is taken in Q4 of the year.
Yeah.
Right. So all year you're building up to October, November, December, as we were having a pretty good year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in October, that's when the iOS thing kind of really hit because the new iPhone came out. Mm. So everyone was like, no. And it just nosedived.
Mm.
So we were like, oh, shit, okay. So not only have we now not made that money to pay ourselves, which we've been waiting for, the beginning of the year is always slow. So we haven't got that buffer to kind of for the beginning of the year. So it was like we were double fucked. On both ends.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we can sit here now and say we're not actually through it yet.
But we know now the time frame of when we will be through it. Hopefully, if that makes sense. So for the first about 5 weeks ago, we were like, don't know if we're going to be able to make it through next week. Don't know if we're going to be able to make it through next week. That sort of thing. Or do we even want to? It's one of those, like, because it's just getting beyond a joke now. But yeah, now we do. So
yeah, and it's and it's not like we could. It's not as easy going, yeah, we're going to stop this and walk away from it.
Yeah. Shutting down a business is harder than starting a business. it costs so much money to shut down a business. We didn't know. It's just ridiculous.
Obviously, it's just because, we have asset finance, we have contracts, we have all these things. You can't just go, well, I don't want that anymore.
Yeah.
That's Do you rent the machines or have you bought them?
We bought them, but they don't want asset finance. So we basically, HSBC will pay for it. And we give them a massive deposit, they pay the rest, and then we pay it back.
Right, okay.
And it's against the asset. You don't pay it, they come and take it away.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. So I suppose it's kind of like leasing it, but you end of it, you own it.
Yeah, yeah.
Essentially. So you can't just walk away from these things. It's not as easy as that. So we have to prevail and keep going. I think if it would have been easy to go, fuck this.
Yeah,
this is stressful. There's a good chance we would have went, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
But that's not an option, and it's still not an option. And
I refuse to lose. I'm not having it. Because there are certain people who have been like willing us to fail, and I was like, nah.
Why?
Some people are dicks. I won't go into it.
It's not a thing. We're not going anywhere. We had a momentary thing where we were like, where we shit our pants and thought, oh, fuck, or maybe we should look at winding down. And then a month later, we're like, oh, it's been going great, and we're back in. The changes we made have started to work, and we're on the way back. And by Christmas, we'll be level. We'll all be good.
That's why the kids some Christmas presents this year. That sort of stuff.
Sorry. Penny sweets.
Penny sweets. They got enough toys, mate.
Fortunately, I've got a rich wife, so.
So you're all right anyway.
He's all right. Yeah, you're always all right, and you, John. You know.
So you're all online.
We're online. The website is sosclothing.co.uk, just to confirm. That's where you
check
should
it
go.
Out. Check it's it out. It's fucking badass.
It is badass shit.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. I made it. It looks good.
Where is your...
We made it.
We made it.
You'll have to disclude me sometimes.
At what point?
No, you know what? He doesn't appreciate me.
I do appreciate you. Like, when you send me a spreadsheet, I'll look at it for at least a second.
Yeah. And then go, explain it to me.
Yeah, explain it to me. Explain it to me in football terms. I don't understand. What does this mean?
Who's the striker?
Yeah, what's going on? Is that number what we've got or what we haven't got? We haven't got that. Oh, I find you. Yeah. And it's like, I was like, how much of that goes into my bank account? None. Right, okay, fine. Yeah. Fucking hell, Mark. I do appreciate your sausage.
I know.
I'd be lost without you. I'd have to get an accountant. Yeah.
We've got one of them.
I know.
As well.
I don't know what we pay you for.
And a bookkeeper.
And a bookkeeper.
I'm not sure what I do.
What do you do?
I know. Got a bookkeeper and an accountant. Yeah. And I just supervise them, I guess.
Whereas, I mean, when you say about website, what have you actually done on the website? When you say we built that, what have you done? Come on, let's get into it.
I mean, in regards to the website, I've given some good input.
Oh, no, you have given some good feedback. Yeah.
So what do you do?
This is where it could get a bit aggy. No, day to day, we share responsibilities, but in terms of...
Stace does anything to do with a website.
Website, design.
Because who does all your photos and stuff? Because your advertising, your marketing campaigns and stuff, they look really professional.
Thank you. I do those.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, the marketing
campaign. No, the marketing, you know, the camera, but the images, the photos I take and edit and they then splash.
Okay. Sure. Oh, yeah, the images, yes.
But that splash thing they took from my original thing, from the banner. So it's all me. So
just take all the credit.
I'll take it, mate. I want credit.
Is it who?
I'm not getting any money, so I want the credit.
Do you use proper models, or is it just your mates?
Proper models,
no, yeah. It's just mates.
At what point does someone become a proper model?
When they get paid for it.
Is that what
when
it is?
When they're actually like a proper model. When
they got an agency.
When they got an agency, right? Yeah. Cool. That's like I don't know. No, they're just our mates.
That's handy.
It is handy, yeah. They're good-looking people, and they work for free. Actually, the amount of t-shirts we give them, it's like...
Yeah, it's not free.
They're kitted out for a whole season.
Yeah, they get all the clothes.
They get all the clothes. So we've got Glenn,
and we generally normally get them pissed after.
So. Yeah, yeah, we just take them out, get them pissed.
Take advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, Glenn.
Only Glenn. He loves it. He loves it, Mr. Prayer Hands, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Mr. Prayer Hands.
The only way he ever gets that look on his face is if you stick your thumb up his ass.
He's got a few names. Fox Smolder, Mr. Pouty. Yeah, he's a good lad. And we've got a few lovely young ladies who help us out as well.
There's Tay, Ray, Nick.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. We're fortunate that there's people are willing to do it. Otherwise, it would cost an absolute
fee. Yeah.
It's not only that. We wanted to do it with the mates anyway, because then it's more fun. If you're doing it with a proper model and they're just like, they're just to like stand there and look miserable and pose, then it's just boring anyway.
Yeah.
So if you're doing it with your mates, it's a laugh. We do have a laugh when we're doing it. It's just fun. And I think that then comes across better in the photos as well, unless it's Glenn. He's just trying to look as moody as he can. Does like 500 push-ups before he puts on a t-shirt. Yeah. Where's an extra small when he's a medium?
Well, he's gone the other way now. He's on a large.
I know.
He goes baggy.
Fashion's changed now. He wanted to wear the medium. Now he wants the large.
Oh, I've got a mouth like Gandhi's flip flop.
There is no moisture in this place.
There's nowt moist about me.
Is there nowt moist about me? You've talked a lot. You talk more than me, which is unusual. I've just taken a seat back.
I know. I thought I would be talking about nothing. I thought I'd just sit here and do nothing because I haven't got any children. Turns out.
Don't matter.
I'm a star of a fucking show. What are you going to say?
Professional, ain't you, Tyrone?
Well, thank you for doing this.
It's all right. Thank you
for talking loads. And thank you to Hellfire Creative for HellfireCreative.com,
just to confirm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
They make things.
Ben's the tagline.
Oh, hang on. I have to remember this. Your one-stop shop for all your creative needs.
That's it.
Yeah. Ooh. That's what I have to remember. And
boys know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. good people.
You want it filmed? Give them a shout.
If you want it edited?
Give them a shout.
Got a full-on podcast studio.
Yeah, involved.
It's very nice.
It is very nice. But they have no Diet Coke in the fridge.
Yeah, I'm not happy with the lack of beverages.
Yes.
Very unprofessional.
Very unprofessional.
I'm sure that they will get it in.
They normally have a plethora. I mean, a good cherry Coke. Good word. Plethora of beverages.
Good word.
It's a good word.
Ah, yeah. You've been reading again, haven't you?
It's my word of the day. I feel think it's festooned as just too old. It's just too old now. I love festoon.
Changing festoon
to a plethora.
Festoon's my favourite word. Just festooning t-shirts and jizz.
And this is our podcast. This is the only word.
Yeah.
I feel like this is really is an amalgam. Another one, amalgamation of both our podcasts. What's your podcast called?
I've never been more turned on by you right now. Honestly.
I'm on fucking fire.
You are? Fucking hell.
Who needs booze? Ah. Who needs booze when you're this funny?
I know. Have you done cocaine?
Don't know what you're talking about.
That's why you got a dry mouth.
Now you're taking it too far.
I know, sorry. That's why you got a dry mouth.
Yeah, I'm gibbing.
Oh,
God.
On that note.
Are we cool?
We're cool, yeah, we're done. Yeah.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure.
I might even listen to your podcast.
Oh, thank you. It's called Mum and Mama.
Mum and Mama.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
You are literally on it.
I won't listen to this one, though, because I hate listening to the sound of my own voice. Which you'd think is weird, because I won't stop fucking talking.
No. You're bouncing a bit as well. Are you sure you haven't done any drugs?
Definitely not done any drugs.
Okay.
Not a fang.
You don't
just
do that.
Need some fluid in me.
Fair. All right, thanks.
Bye. Cheers.
You're gonna watch us cry.
I ain't crying.
I've shed all my tears.
I ain't cried at all. I'm actually well relieved.
I've had a moment, not crying, but you know, it's been emotional.
It's not a job, innit?
Anyway, we're gonna do this.
Yeah, doing it now, man.
So, since the recording of this podcast,
start again.
Since the recording of this podcast, we're brown bread. It's all gone to shit, Stace.
I'm not saying it's Amy's fault, not saying she's a jinx, but literally since we spoke to her, our business crumbled. So make of that what you will, really.
We have taken a decision to wind down and fuck SOS off, I guess.
So I'm really glad you spent a good 20 minutes saying by Christmas we'll be back in the money. Doesn't make it sound stupid at all. I mean, it's that GCSE in business studies you've got.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But thank you for listening, hopefully, and we might be back, but don't go on the websites, it's not there anymore.
No.
Yeah. All right. It. Cheers, everyone.
Peace.
Hi. Yeah, so yeah, sadly, the week after we recorded, which was only a couple of weeks ago, even though they kind of thought things were okay, they just aren't, and unfortunately they have decided to shut the business. So it wasn't anything to do with me, I promise. But yeah, so it's a shame. But at least they get to concentrate more on the podcast now, which is very funny. And I'm sure something more amazing is around the corner for both of them, because it's pretty incredible what they did. Two blokes from Southend set up a massive company in no time at all, really. And what happened was completely out of their control. And as much as I do think targeted advertising on social media is bad, I also think obviously it's a good thing for smaller companies. And also it's kind of quite nice when you think, oh, I like that. And then all of a sudden it pops up on your phone. But yeah, I don't like the whole spying thing and using your information. But I didn't really consider how much it would affect the smaller companies, because it's all right for the bigger companies because obviously they've got the money. But anyway, thank you for listening. If this is your first time, then I have loads of other episodes with amazing people, so make sure you check them out. Hopefully I'll see you on Wednesday at the podcast show. And follow my socials, Mum and Mama Pod. If you have any guest suggestions, let me know. Big love to you. Stay safe, stay sane, and I'll see you next week.
Bye. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.